for the best of everything. Let's go Krogering, the better way to shop.
Specials this week at Kroger include America's favorite drug, crack, for as low as $4.99, fresh sorority-trained hose for only $1.99 a pound, and a special purchase of what every family needs, white babies, starting at under $20,000.
Let's go Krogering for the best of everything, including the price.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up my
It's kind of like a milkshake.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
My sweet turd.
Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday edition. Look at us! Ending the week here. Thank God. Had enough of you. We need some space. No, I have a great show for you. Can't wait to get into it. But real quick, I gotta mention this. Yesterday, I had a great time with a couple I know a lot of longtime listeners of the show know about. I'm, of course, talking about Paul and Jeanette from the PK and J Show.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So,
there she is. Yes, we all went out and hung out. We went to a sketch comedy show at Shadowbox in Easton here in Columbus. Had a great time. Alcohol was involved. And I just wanted to give you a little update because, you know, they haven't produced a podcast in a very long time. I know a lot of people are concerned. How are they doing? They're doing great. They're as cute as ever. Paul has grown a mustache, and Jeanette loves it, primarily because of how it feels on her pussy. Those were her words, not mine. It was kind of funny, though, because the table seats like 8 or 9 people, right? And in our group, it was me and a couple of friends and then Paul and Jeanette, so we had a group of 5, right? So there were like 3 or 4 seats available, and they really like to pack in as many people as possible. So a group of middle-aged African-Americans were seated next to us. You know, my peeps.
Nigger toes?
Mom, they are called Brazil nuts. It seems like every episode of DV, I'm playing that sound effect. I'm really not racist. Black people do love me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Henson of distortedview.com.
See what I mean?
Mwah. Timmy Boo, what it do?
They made me Timmy Boo. It was interesting. I wish I would have videotaped the night because Jeanette made this point, and I agreed with her completely. At the beginning of the evening, there was a sense of camaraderie. You know, we were all in this together. It was a very integrated table. We had whites and Latinos and blacks all just laughing, loving, and living. I don't know. But as we continued to get more and more buzzed and got louder and started making inappropriate comments, they wanted nothing to do with us. Jeanette said we lost them. They were on board for a while, but as soon as we started using whipped cream as cum on the face, they checked out. Our table was really the life of the party. So, again, had a great time with Paul and Jeanette. They are doing well, in case you were wondering. Moving on now, I got an email from DV listener Patrick. He says, I looked through the senior porn title tweets. I don't know what that means. Apparently people were listing their favorite senior citizen porno movie titles. So here are some of the best that Patrick found. Annie, Get Your Gums. Jerry Astrix, Golden Rears, The Three Musky Deers, Old Finger, here's my personal favorite, Ass Fisted Living, Liver Spots and Cum Shots, All's Hymen, Pile Driving Miss Daisy, Stroke After Stroke, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Fucked, Senior Citizens Kane, Arth Ride Dis, God. Willard Scott presents 100 Years Hung. I don't think that's a real one. Girth of a Nation. Debbie Does Dialysis. I've Fallen and I Can't Get Off. Old Feller. Gummed Till You Come. Meemaw Goes to Mardi Gras. I'm Dry But I Try. Nana Goes Bananas. Dykes, Dildos, and Decorative Doilies. Geriatric Gigolo, Muff Diving Miss Daisy, Boxer Briefs or Depends, Polly, get a grip. Grammatures. A wrinkle in time. Tennis balls on my walker. D's balls on my chin. Pricks. Tennis balls on my walker. I love that look. Pricks make me come. Prunes make me go. Gummer lovin'. Colostomy cuties. Barely 81. Prune packers. And finally, gummies and glory holes, volume number 6. So there you go. Some geriatric porn titles for you. Switching gears now, I have got an exciting new musical artist I want to share with you. He's a rapper, and he goes by the name The Handicap Homie.
I'm getting money in a major way. Busting knocks every day, so a nigga getting paid to stay. So
he's rolling up in his 1989 Toyota Corolla with duct tape on one of the one of the back lights. And, you know, I have to say, he's not driving the Corolla. I think it's a Toyota Corolla. I don't know. Might be a Civic. A Honda Civic. I don't know. But anyways, he is not driving the car because he has no legs. And I think he only has one good, and by good I mean kind of functioning hand. He's able to grip some bling or a cell phone or something, which is good. And then the shirt he's wearing is oversized. It looks like a tarp on him. It just sort of hangs there. You know, he only has one good, you know, one arm sticking out of the hole.
I'm getting money in a major way. Busting knocks every day, so a nigga getting paid to stay. Social security racks, nigga, till I see my day. Never go soft in the game, I go hard.
Disability checks in the mail.
I get it all off every cop the same day. Take a pole, nigga, he stay with the train. Chewed up Uncle Brilla with my mop in the cat. Your bitch keep calling me, your bitch call me her Mac. I'm sitting home for cheddar, ain't got time for the tap. I leave that to you, I'm getting scratched about the back. For real, yeah, baby, what's cracking? I got my money.
Yeah, baby, what's cracking, huh?
Yeah, baby, what's cracking?
Nothing, I'm just rolling around.
You got my money.
Bitch.
Oh, shoot, what's happening?
House tricks, honey. Give me my 30%.
I'm over here on Cabrillo Street, you know.
Pimps, I think, typically take 40%, though, right?
Bubbleway.
Everything about this guy is smaller, even his cut.
I need my money. You can fuck with me, you're gonna have to chase this dough, you know? I ain't got nothing but 3 words to say. You give me.
I've got a motorized wheelchair. I can roll faster than you can run.
I ain't got nothing but 3 words to say. You give my.
I'm coming after you.
Just a contact full of knock. I'm on a mission for game. Getting money now, stop. Knocking hoes down for the team. I got the game.
Knocking hoes down with what? You can't pimp slap a hoe with a stump.
Game, getting money now, stop. Knocking hoes down for the team. I got the game on lock. Vaseline's the stock.
You get the idea. I mean, it just goes. I can't understand one goddamn word he's singing, by the way. But that kind of goes, you know, for every rapper, really. I've got a new gooner here. Oh, this is exciting. Gooners are guys who like to masturbate for long periods of time. They're also called baiters. Here is a guy. He apparently has a 7-inch penis. And big meaty balls.
Anybody want to fucking come suck my dick? How about anybody want to come sit on my fucking lap? Take that big fucking dick up your ass. These fucking big meaty balls.
Big meaty balls. Big meaty balls.
Big fucking dick, isn't it? Yeah, you like that big fucking dick, don't you? You want to fucking shove it down your throat, don't you? Big meaty balls. Yeah, I'll let daddy fucking grab your ears and pull your fucking head down on my fucking cock.
Big meaty balls.
Suck my motherfucking cock, bitch. Suck it and fucking ride it. Oh, God. Daddy's gonna fucking come. You motherfuckers.
Big meaty balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big meaty balls.
Meaty. The last clip I have to share with you today. This is great. A black guy is just nailing the shit out of a white broad, and she's loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. She kind of sounds like the Tourette's guy, you know, like, give me your cock. I want 2 cheeseburgers and big meaty balls. Give it to me. All right, let me fast forward here because this goes on for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. bears.
Oh, God, yes, yes! Oh, fuck yes! Oh, yes!
Here it comes. Here she comes. Not done yet. Here's the money shot.
Oh, Bill.
All right, there you go. With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Support the show, and you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, well over 1,000 shows. Someone pointed out that there's no way that there could be over 2,000 programs at this point, because there's only 365 days in a year. And really, I only do about, what, 20 shows a month or so, you know, when you count weekends and shit like that. So, no, I don't think there's over 2,000. So whoever told me there was over 2,000 shows, lies. Lies, but there are well over 1,000 programs. Sign up right now, you can hear them all. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, like yesterday's program. A great, fun show. So if you want all that, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Minnesota. The patient screamed and writhed in agony. The start of a great Distorted View news story. Yes, during surgery at a Minneapolis hospital, nurse Sarah Mae Casaretto allegedly told him to go to his happy place and to man up because she couldn't give him more medication. Why, you ask? Because she already used it on herself. Casaretto had already shot herself up with some of the fentanyl she checked out for the patient. Registered nurse Casaretto, 33, of Forest Lake, is charged in Hennepin County District Court with theft of a controlled substance, which is a felony. The alleged theft occurred November 8th at Abbott Northwest Hospital in connection with a patient's surgery for kidney stones. The charges say the patient got only 150 of the 500 micrograms of fentanyl reserved for his surgery. The patient, identified in the complaint only as LVK, told police, "The pain felt like very long needles going through my skin and down into my kidneys." He said hospital staff had to hold him down to finish the procedure. Holy fuck. Staff later told police that they were suspicious of Casaretto during the operation because it was unusual for a patient to experience so much pain. And Casaretto acted intoxicated, stopped attending her patient, and wait for it, even fell asleep. Yeah, something was up there. Confronted, she resigned rather than comply with the hospital's order to take a drug test, but she later admitted to police that she's dependent on pain medication. According to the complaint, the patient said his doctor told him he would not feel pain during the procedure. Lies. Vicious lies! Which involved inserting a tube through the back and into one of his kidneys. The patient said that before the surgery, Casaretto told him, "You're gonna have to man up here and take some of the pain because we can't give you a lot of medication. Because it's all inside me! I'm free as a bird!" I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good.
Breathe in the air.
Now, during your surgery, I want you to watch out for the dragons. They're coming for you. They come up from the floor. You sit back, man up, and taste the colors floating in the air.
Yeah, she was feeling pretty good. Flying high. A technician who assisted in the surgery later told police that when the patient screamed and moaned, you know, in pain, Casaretto advised him to go to your beach, go to your happy place. The doctor and other staff said that Casaretto slurred her words and seemed unsteady. Later, they found that she had empty syringes with labels peeled off. Red flag. A violation of hospital policy in the pockets of her scrubs. If Casarito is convicted, prosecutors will ask for prison time rather than probation called for by the sentencing guidelines. Obviously, she has a severe addiction to pain medication for which we can empathize, but you can't empathize with stealing from a patient who needs the medication, says the prosecuting attorney. He also said Casarito is not nursing now, thank God, and no medical group is ever going to let her get near them without a whole lot of rehab, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. I love this story so much. A West Salem man over there in West Salem, which is in this great state of, roll the dice, Wisconsin. Yes, Wisconsin, of course. I knew that. West Salem is a beautiful town or city or large metropolitan area or county. I don't know what the fuck West Salem is. A West Salem man is accused of raping a 21-year-old lacrosse woman while she was passed out after the two spent Christmas night drinking together. They kept the Christ in Christmas, didn't they? David B. Pedrizzoli. Ah, that sounds about right. 28 faces a possible 40-year sentence if convicted on the single count of second-degree sexual assault. The victim told police that she woke up with Pedrizzoli assaulting her. When she started to move, when she really got into it, bucking her hips and shit. Oh no, she was trying to flee the scene. Okay. When she started to move to leave, he got up and laid in her bed, according to the complaint filed Wednesday in La Crosse County Circuit Court. According to the complaint, the victim said she didn't remember coming home from the bars. Well, she may have not remembered consenting to sex either. Come on, this isn't rape. But her roommate told police she passed out on her bedroom floor and couldn't be woken. The roommate said Pedrizzoli left to drive a friend home and asked her to leave the door unlocked so he could, slink in and seduce her, which isn't very hard considering she was, you know, comatose. Here comes my favorite part of the story here. Pedrizzoli initially denied anything happened, according to the complaint, but later discouraged the woman from going to the doctor and bought her a morning-after birth control pill and a sympathy card. The victim also showed police apologetic text messages from Pedrizzoli. I must say, the card was adorable, with the little kitten there with its paw up saying, "I'm sorry," and then when you open up the card, there's a poem. "Sorry I shoved my cock in your hole. I guess all that Jägermeister took its toll. You were passed out and I jammed it in. You woke up when I came and screamed epic win. Having a rape baby doesn't sound like fun. So take this pill or I'll blow your guts out with my gun." I gotta say, Hallmark is getting edgy with their greeting cards. Alright, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Canada, Winnipeg, specifically. A live-in nanny whose arrest on child porn charges revealed a disturbing fetish for soiled diapers has been sentenced to 16 months in jail. Tony Barnes, 30, pleaded not guilty to a single count of possession of child pornography. Now, do they consider soiled diapers to be child pornography? Police arrested him March 23, 2009, after his boss, a Stonewall mother of three, tried to close his laptop computer and then uncovered sexually explicit pictures of young children. Police secured a search warrant for Barnes' room and found an abundance of diapers. Oh, including a dirty diaper underneath his bed pillow. I just like the aroma. Wasn't that one of those secrets I never told? The woman loves the smell of her child's shit. The children's parents hired Barnes 5 months earlier through Nannies International, who provided glowing work references. The family just thought he was golden. They thought he was great, said Crown Attorney Terry McComb. But a deeper look inside his laptop revealed Barnes was leading a sick double life online. Police found 63 pornographic pictures of children and hundreds of photos featuring babies or young girls in diapers. They also found a string of online chats in which Barnes freely discussed sexually abusing children, often incorporating the use of soiled diapers. Smearing it all over their face. Dirty man. I'm just curious, like, how the dirty diapers were used in a sexual way. Like, did he rub the shitty diapers on his cock? Or, like, did he rub it on the baby's face? Or did they just eat it? Was it a scat thing? Come on. Details. These news stories are lacking. In an interview with a probation officer, Barnes admitted to wearing diapers until he was four, and then again as an adult. His sexual interest is readily apparent in wearing the diapers, McComb said. Barnes has not been accused of abusing children, though. There is no evidence he does any of these things other than it being a fetish in his head, other than the diapers. The fetish causes people to get in a state of angst, though. Barnes claimed to have completed a number of child care programs. I bet he did, but no records exist of him attending the schools he said he did. Jesus. Barnes told a probation officer he hopes to return to child care work when he gets out of jail. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. This is an extraordinarily unusual person because of his risk. That's not a glowing work recommendation. Now, before I hire you, let me just check your references here. Well, look, a prosecuting attorney who was working on your case said he's an extraordinarily unusual person because of his risk. All right. Well, when can you start? All right. Noting most child pornography offenders are considered low risk to reoffend due to the shame associated with the crime. The individual has an awareness problem that is pretty deep-seated. Barnes received credit for 11 months' time served, which will be deducted from his total sentence. Blah, 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 blah. The minimum sentence for possession of child prawns is 45 days in jail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Tone Deaf Pumpkin Fucker calling. I just want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the Beavis and Butthead coming back onto TV?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if you even know about it. But
they
are making new episodes of Beavis and Butthead. I guess it's maybe their way of being able to put music videos back on MTV. I have no idea, but I just want to know what your thoughts on that are.
Well, look, for a very short time in the 90s, I loved Beavis and Butthead, right? It was kind of like a short-lived fad, right? Like a year or two or something. But I'm excited as long as they don't fuck it up. And I don't think he will. Mike Judge will screw it up. As long as it's not like, as long as they're the same. I don't want them to have aged at all. I just want them to be the same Beavis and Butthead. You know, just stupid crap.
Hey, David Boo. I was listening to, where the fuck show that was, where your mom was talking about her shitting on the floor and throwing up. Her solution for that would be to always keep a trash bag next to, or not a bag, but a basket next to the toilet. So if you have to shit, you can shit, and if you have to throw up, you can throw up.
Yeah, it was just, the thing is, I don't think she knew that she had to shit at the time. So she was bent over the toilet, you know, throwing up, and then, you know, she didn't have enough time to stand up and sit her ass on the toilet before the ass-splosion.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's me, Remy, from State College, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Remy.
To say thank you very much for keeping the show as fun as it always is.
It's just a fun thing.
I was in the hospital because I had an ulcerative colitis flare. If any of you freaks out there know anything about ulcerative colitis, basically it just means I've got a really, really shitty stomach.
Wow.
Like, you could pull out the Bristol stool chart. It's not even up there.
Well, that kind of sounds like a fun thing, too.
It's just a fun thing.
Yeah.
The shit that I make is just fucking furious, man. But anyways, wanted to say thanks for the show.
You make some serious shit. Why don't you record audio of it if it's very loud or something? Why don't you contribute to the program with your bowel movements? Thank you.
Hey, why?
You cannot get whiter than me. I'm nearly translucent.
And I was just thinking, like, something fun that you could try doing just, you know, if you're like at Walmart or something, you just walk up to some guy, right? And compliment him, I don't know, like on his body. Just be like, you have a really hot body.
Can I touch it?
And reassuringly say to him, you know, but don't worry.
Like, should it be a normal thing? Like, oh, wow, you have an amazing chest, or you have like really big arm muscles. Can I feel it? Or should I go for something like weird? Like, oh my God, your earlobe is so sexy. Like,
hey, what's up?
Brush my fingers up against it like a creep.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
Yes.
And I just heard an imposter calling in and saying that he was me, and that I am, in fact, not a 33-year-old near-dead. But
yes,
I can assure you that I am. I actually just sent you a message.
You better die real soon.
Facebook.
I'm calling shenanigans on that.
Days ago. And explaining my situation, and you'll notice that my profile picture is actually of...
Yes.
A scan that I had done that you can actually...
You can tell how far behind I am on these voicemails, because we've already dealt with this. We found out that CJ is, in fact, a 33-year-old near-dead. He has terminal cancer and all that sort of good stuff, so...
Hey, Tim.
All is well, I guess.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Schmoan here. Hey, I'm fucking pissed. The 33-year-old near-dead is a fucking faker. You know, I was actually considering being charitable. Maybe, like, gifting him a fucking one-year membership.
Well, now you can again, because CJ is real.
Hey, Tim, it's Big Al from Touch of Lumber from Calgary.
CJ is real, and so are the holes in his head. Is that inappropriate?
Your Friday show about your mom shitting and puking at the same time. I actually had something like that. Me and my wife both had the same sort of thing going on just before Christmas. And my wife was
sitting there shitting,
and then suddenly she just puked out of nowhere. So we just kept a bucket next to her, next to the toilet there, and then if both were to happen, then, you know, there was a receptacle for both, I suppose.
Yeah.
And as for the sitting versus standing to wipe issue, I think I'm sort of a hybrid because I don't sit
I
don't stand straight up. I stand up and I bend over. So, like, my ass cheeks are
spread. That I can almost respect.
Tim, I was wondering, how big is your fan base?
Millions of people don't know who I am.
How big is that show? Excluding Lifetime and Lifetime members.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Because I was thinking, like, if you had guys, he's paying $5 a month, that's $5,000. Now that oxygen, $5,000 is a little too small. Tim probably has 10,000 people
paying
$50,000 a month.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm living at large here. No, that's nowhere near. Look, I'm scraping by. I'm just trying to make a buck, people.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Sideshow Freak in North Carolina.
You know, when I started the Sideshow, I said, look, as long as I make what I was making at my last job, which wasn't much, I'd keep doing it, you know? So I'm doing that.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Sideshow Freak in North Carolina here. I was thinking of Bristol 7, and I decided to try wiping while sitting down. And I did have a lot of access to my S-Who.
Yes.
I feel like I'm cleaner.
S-Who.
But
yes.
Yeah.
Look, for all you people who stand up and wipe, just try it for a week sitting down. I guarantee you, your ass will feel better. You'll have less skid marks in your underwear.
Jagoo Tim, Sideshow member banger from Mesa, Arizona.
Oh my God, doesn't he sound like Chris Chan?
Jagoo Tim, Sideshow member banger from Mesa, Arizona. I know you're always looking for a new way to get new freaks and hopefully turn some of those into some Sideshow members. So I had a suggestion. You might want to see if you can get you a wiki page on Encyclopedia Dramatica. I'm sure you and a lot of the other freaks know what that website is.
I'm pretty sure someone did start a Distorted View page on Encyclopedia Dramatica. I've talked about that website. I love that website. Great.
Jagoo Tim. This is Kyle from Indiana. I'm listening to the January 31st show.
Are you really?
And the part about the cat got me a little curious. I was wondering if maybe you could find somebody who would be willing to talk about how you prepare for something like that. Like, do they eat, like, a bunch of Mexican food or, like, a big-ass steak?
Yeah. Well, you know, we played a clip a while ago of some crackhead hooker who one time wanted a guy to have the hookers poop on a guy. And she said that she went to Taco Bell and loaded up on Mexi Melts and whatever and really just let it go. So it all depends. Now, I've read on Scat Message Board, some people prefer more firm shit, some like it softer. It's, you know, it's an individual preference type thing. So I think that, you know, depending on how you like your shit, that'll directly influence your diet, I guess. I don't know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD is an OGOD.
Big meaty balls.
Big and meaty. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Hopefully this weekend I'll have a video cast for you paying members. And we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Hi, Tim. I think you might like this. I got a nasty stomach virus. And I'm just shitting up pure water. Listen to this. Oh. kind of sounds like somebody peeing, doesn't it? It's not, though. To you. Yep, sounds like urine.